continue.
Talking with John Ducey from ABC TV's Oh Grow Up, and there's good news on the Boston front for you folks.
What is that?
Because previously, the only place you could see Oh Grow Up was on WMUR-TV ABC 9 in New Hampshire. But beginning tonight, it will be on WCVB Channel 5 in Boston.
Excellent.
So, you know, I've increased your viewership automatically.
What used to be on in Boston, we weren't on.
Yeah, well, they took it on. They took it and moved it. So now it's on at the actual time.
Oh,
it was somewhere. I didn't even know where it was on the schedule before. But now it's where everybody else is on Tuesdays at 8:30. Oh, Grow Up is a show that it's a pretty interesting show. I'd like to talk a little bit about John Ducey first, though, because, John, you actually went to school here in Boston.
I spent some time in the Boston area. I did.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that. You went to Harvard.
Yeah, I spent 4 years at Harvard, and that's where I sort of decided to be an actor. Harvard was just very encouraging, great liberal arts school, you know, did a lot of theater there. Love the Boston area.
Weren't you studying, like, pre-med and engineering and things like that?
Yeah. Yeah. On the surface, it didn't look like I was developing as a budding young actor. But I was supposed to go to med school, so I did a lot of, I did major in engineering, pre-med, but decided at the last minute to do a career detour and went out to L.A.
Hmm. Now, you actually got into, didn't you do the Harvard Hasty Pudding thing?
I did my senior year. I did Hasty Pudding.
Yeah.
Did my shows dressed as a woman.
What kind of a training is that for acting? Is it more comedy training than acting training?
It's, well, there's a little bit of a, there's a lot of comedy training in there, of course.
Yeah.
And they're ribald, crazy, wacky jokes. There's grueling training, too, I guess, because you work a lot of hours to get the show ready. In a short amount of time, because they cast the show and they work, rehearse like crazy, and then you also do a lot of shows, a long run of shows. You do 40 shows.
Right.
Thing. So you get that training, too, where it's making the show fresh and funny and interesting every night.
Kind of tough, but worth it.
What's that?
The first role you got when you got out of college wasn't that with NBC's Against the Grain?
Yes, it was.
And that was starring another guy named Ben Affleck.
Yeah, another native of Boston
area.
Yeah,
who's done pretty well, I guess.
I hadn't heard of him.
Yeah, him and a guy named Matt Damon, for some reason, pop up in the head.
Yeah, those two Boston men are doing pretty well.
Mm. Now, you actually had a recurring role on that show, right?
Yes, I did. The show itself didn't recur that much. didn't exactly launch my career as much as it did Ben's.
Yeah, but I don't think it actually launched his too much either. Other things came in on his part.
Yeah, that's right. He did.
Yeah. You've also guest starred in a lot of shows, and I always frequently look at those guest starring roles to see what kind of shows they are, and you guest starred in some of the biggest shows on TV.
Yeah, I got some good exposure. I did Frasier, which was...
Now, what did you play in Frasier?
In Frasier, I played a room service waiter who... he comes in, and the episode, it's a big episode, where Niall sleeps with Lilith.
Oh, yeah.
And so I come in the first time, and the two of them are there, and then when I come back, Frasier is there with Lilith. In another compromising situation. And then when I come back the third time, Frasier's there with Niall.
Right.
Bathrobes. So,
exactly.
It was an incredibly well-written episode.
That's a very well-written show anyway.
Yes.
But that was one of the better ones that they've done as well.
That was a fun job, and that led to some good things. People see Frasier a lot more than they saw Against the Grain.
Yeah. One of my favorite shows on TV is Party of Five. You were actually on that one, too.
I did. I was on that for a couple of episodes.
What'd you play on that?
I worked in the ice cream store. I'm big in the service industry, I guess.
Uh-huh.
So I had scenes with little Claudia.
Oh, that's right. That Claudia hung out in that store.
Yeah, she would come by with her. She came by with her bad girlfriend one time and tried to get free ice cream.
Yeah, she's not little Claudia anymore.
No, Claudia's becoming a woman.
Yes, she has. She's almost grown up to be Jennifer Love Hewitt, but not quite. Now, you didn't work with her at all, did you?
No, just means with Claudia. Little Lacey Chabert. She's great.
Yeah, it's a great show. I really enjoy that show, although it's not as much enjoyment as I had years ago when I first went on the year.
Yeah, it's at its moment.
Mm, now, you also did Wings?
Did Wings. That was fun. That was sort of the start of a lot of me doing a lot of sitcoms.
Yeah, Wings actually was a pretty good show, and I had a lot of following, so that probably helped a little bit.
Yeah, it was nice to finally be on a show that just had been around for a while and it was established.
See, I have two young children, and they were all excited when I told them that you were in Space Jam. I don't know what you did in there, but what was your role in Space Jam?
Space Jam, my role was pretty unique. I wasn't in the movie. I mean, it's hard to find me. They threw me in one little live scene, but I spent 10 weeks on a set with Michael Jordan playing the cartoon characters just on the set, so he knew where to look and he could play off of people. There were six of us that did this, running around,
wow,
pretending we were Daffy. I was Foghorn Leghorn and Sylvester, whenever he had scenes with the animated characters. So.
Now, that must have been the thrill of a lifetime to work with Michael Jordan.
It was, yeah. It was very exciting to work with Michael Jordan.
What and kind of guy? Is he a nice guy?
Yeah, he was great. He was very nice. He was nice to my friends, like when people came to visit the set, and they did.
Yeah.
He was always very, very personable. He's a great superstar.
Yeah, it's nice to have people like that. It's too bad that he's not playing anymore.
Yeah.
Amen. Now, also, another huge movie that you were in was Deep Impact.
Yeah.
And what role did you have in that one?
In Deep Impact, I was a soldier, and when the bus came to save the families, one family was allowed on the bus and one family wasn't allowed on the bus. And I was the soldier that had to let one on and then tell the other one they weren't on the list. To be saved.
Now, how did
people recognize me from that? Some don't. I had a big helmet, pretty low over my face, and I was very stern and serious.
Now, how did Greenblatt and Ginellari discover you?
It was just sort of the pretty much normal routine of being an actor. You just do a lot of auditions.
So you did the audition route on that one, huh?
Yeah. Mm. They just happened to discover me more than anyone else did.
Do you have an audition for a role that became huge that you may not have come close to getting it, but you did try out for it?
I wasn't really reading for the bigger sitcoms until recently. I'm trying to think. Most of the roles that I read for the shows didn't necessarily go on to become. I read for a part on Norm, another ABC show.
Yeah.
And the role is played today by Ian Gomez. I don't know if you can picture the guy. But
yes, I know exactly which character.
Yeah, he and I are very different type.
Very different type.
So I was surprised when that show got on the air to see the kind of person that they had gone with. And I guess that when you see that, you don't feel as bad that you didn't.
Yeah, well, obviously they had a different idea of what the character would be. Yeah. Now, John, your character is kind of interesting. John plays Ford on Oh Grow Up, which is on Tuesday nights at 8:30 on ABC. And I guess we've learned that he's a gay character. He's separated from his wife. They're friendly, but...
Yeah, Ford has gone through some big life changes.
Yeah.
To say the least. And it's great. I mean, it's exciting to play a role where the stories are interesting and fresh. And Ford's in a place in his life that really no one else on television's ever been. So we get to see him go through a lot of changes.
That's true. He was married. Now he's legally separated.
Yes.
But they're still in love, and they're friends.
Right. My ex-wife is on the show. She's played by Rena Sofer, and she's always around. And they had a wonderful relationship, except for the fact that he was gay. So they're great friends, and they love each other to death. So they, they're still part of each other's life.
Now, Rena Sofer is, she was on Melrose Place.
She spent a year on Melrose Place playing the crazy cheerleader of people who watched the show may know her as that. She was also spent 2 years on General Hospital playing Lois, Lois fame. So she's been around a time or two. She's our seasoned veteran.
Yeah. I'm talking with John Ducey again on Oh Grow Up. And what kind of things is it present a challenge for you to play a gay character on TV?
It hasn't been challenging necessarily, in a good way. I mean, it's challenging to play parts, just to play the interesting aspects of the character. Ford in one episode goes out on a date and thinks it's a gay man. It turns out to be a straight man just trying to sell him a big life insurance policy. So storylines like that are challenging in that they're really fun and just interesting, and you don't see that kind of thing.
I would assume that your character can go through a lot of different things, and certainly there's a lot of room for all different types of growth for him.
Yeah, there is, and every week he makes little steps here and there, and the show doesn't really focus on any one character more than the others. So mm-hmm. Ford has his weeks where he's learning and growing, and you know, he has his weeks where he's just another character. It's not always about Ford being gay. You know, what's he going through? And such a great ensemble. It's rich.
That's what I was going to ask you about, Steve Dunham and David Allen Bash and the rest of the guys. Tell us a little bit about the cast and how you guys get along. Or tell us some dirt that I can use.
those are the other two guys. Nisha Trout is also the young lady. She plays the daughter that one of the guy roommates never knew that he had. She shows up in the pilot. And it's been great. The five of us are getting along very well. But, you know, no one causes any problems. Unless it's me, and I don't know it. You know, I think everyone's getting along really well. And we have a great time. It's very fun. And it's just the show is so well put together and runs so smoothly. It's just it's such a blessing to do it. So much fun.
Yeah. Well, the show hopefully will have a long run.
Yes, I hope so, too.
And again, what are you guys facing at 8:30 on Tuesdays?
We are up against JAG on CBS, which is a very different show.
Completely.
Than ours. And I think Fox has now put the Ally McBeal shortened Ally.
Yeah, which Ally, is kind of a stiff show.
Against us.
Love Ally McBeal, but that Ally McBeal half hour is a big ripoff. It's big it's all this is a rerun, folks. Don't tune it in.
Yeah, they've really taken sort of a very interesting, quirky show and tried to compress it into this unusual format.
Yeah, I think there's Party of Five is on Tuesdays now, too.
Party of Five, I think, is on, at 9 o'clock.
But at 9 o'clock, yeah. So you can watch Your Grow Up and go right over to Party of Five if you like. Yeah. And remember that John Ducey was on Party of Five at one point. Yeah. So this is like the culmination of everything you've ever dreamed of, I assume, getting on a national ABC network show.
I have to say that, my biggest dream probably was to be on a sitcom. So I'm really just sort of getting used to the excitement and the fun.
Now, when you went to Harvard, Mom and Dad must have said, this is great, John's at Harvard. He's going to be a doctor or an engineer. What did they think when you said, I think I'm going to get into acting?
Well, it was a very interesting Christmas at the Ducey House that senior year. My dad had to return the stethoscope that he bought me. But they were surprised. They weren't overwhelmed. They knew I was doing a lot of theater at school. But I was in the process at the time of applying to med schools. I went through the whole process of taking the medical school admission exam, applying to a lot of schools. I had interviews set up, for that January and February, because that's when you have to do it if you're going to go. And I went to a mock interview at school to get myself ready. And the woman there, she could tell. She was like, wow, do you want to go to med school? And she's like, every time you talked about your acting at Harvard, you really perked up. And every time you had to talk about medicine and your career, you got, a little sad.
Any chance of going back to medical school at some point?
No. More chance of barber school at this point.
You can always play a doctor on TV.
That's my goal.
Right?
If ER wants me, I'll go back to medicine.
John Ducey, you can see him every Tuesday night at 8:30 on ABC TV's Oh Grow Up. Good luck with the show, and hope things go well for you, John.
Thank you very much. Nice talking to you.
Take care.
Okay, bye.
John Ducey.